Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bit of the bubbly.
The Monday Night Messiah.
For the love of God, stay away from the different dogs.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the COVID United States.
Of finding a Skype picture behind me today. That's right, folks. A little playing around with the name that shall not be named, I guess. I got another suspension coming sometime soon. That'll be fine. We can use that because I'm going to be missing lots of stuff moving forward. But I am joined, as always, by the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. He's a scientist. That's a fact, Jack. And he has a very, very popular and very, very entertaining new podcast, A Winner Is You. Not you, the listener. You're probably a loser. But that's the name of the show, A Winner Is You.
Hey.
DP, hola.
What's going on? I'll call them losers. They're all winners. Everybody's a winner in my book, brother.
So speaking of losers, we got another winner over here in the funky, phenomenally fresh AJ Velez. I wanted to call you AJ Styles. I almost called you AJ Styles. You probably would have loved that.
Well, I mean, everything that I have is an AJ Styles reference almost. The bro. Twitter handle, the nickname. Come on. But no, everyone's a winner here. Unless you were Tunney doing pre-DWI on Pod is War on the Chair Shot Radio. Getting a little too frisky over there with the pictures of Margarita.
I don't know, folks. You go ahead and go on and listen to Pot is War this week. It's right there on the oldchairshot.com, and you tell me that it's not entertaining. Are you not entertained?
Oh, no. It was entertaining.
Then you just got to deal with it. Sorry, I'm trying to fix my screen here. That's why I stopped.
But now it's fixed. Okay. I was looking for the "Are you not entertained?" soundbite, and I don't have it.
Are you not entertained?
Thought I had that.
That wasn't. I don't know. It sounded halfway okay to me. I'll listen to it back. Probably sound horrible. But anywho, gentlemen, anything new this week? You know, DP's looking a little fresher. He's getting rid of that beard.
Yeah.
Cleaned. Everything's cleaned and home cut. So you know. Took the razor out in the old backyard and trimmed the hair up.
Yo.
Got rid of the old beard. Feel like 10 pounds lighter. It's awesome. Shower is nice and comfortable. Food actually tastes like food and not hair. Very, very much enjoying it.
Hey, whatever works, right?
I mean, that's exactly how I felt last week.
You feel more aerodynamic.
Oh, yes. Yes. I don't step outside and, you know, immediately fall into a pitcher of sweat because
I really feel the can you really feel the cool breeze on your chin now?
I can feel something on my chin. That's at least something.
As long as it's not these nuts. All right, folks, let's get going. with some calisthenics. That's right. 12-ounce curls. It's what you're drinking.
Drink it in, man. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Pour my beer down the sink. I got more in the trunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Fuck you, I'm drunk. And I'm going to be drunk till the next time I'm drunk. I walk in the bar and the fellas all cheer.
Shout out to the one and only Stone Cold Steve Austin, once again on the Broken Skull IPA here as we begin this edition. I believe it's the 237th edition of the DWI podcast. DP, you just ran and grabbed a drink before we started. I would imagine it's the old Mandarin special.
The Becky special? Surprisingly not. We went to Total Wine the other week and found a handful of different vodkas, and I got a Stoli's crushed pineapple vodka. Mixed that with a little Sprite. It actually tastes phenomenal. What do you think of that? The funky fresh? Phenomenal.
I like it. I like it a lot.
What you got? What you got over there?
As
champagne.
For me,
looks like
usually I have heavier stuff. Usually. You know, usually it was either Moonshine, Jack Daniels, or Drinko de Mayo that I had in May. But we're going to go a little lighter here. Some Miller High Life.
Nice.
I've had a handful of those.
How about you, Tony? Since you're margarita list, what are you doing over there other than just the IPAs?
Yes. Yeah, now, this show, you're the one that's not paying attention. I started off right away by saying I have the Broken Skull from my good friend Stone Cold.
Hey, usually you switch it up sometimes, too. You grab other beers midway through.
Well, no margaritas for a while. It wasn't the margaritas. It was the post-margaritas. So, you know, just go listen to that episode. I think it was fucking hilarious. But
it was really entertaining.
I'm really only here to entertain myself. The rest of you listen, I appreciate it.
That's all that matters. As long as you're happy and entertained.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're doing it for. Not doing it for you losers out there.
You would see? Say. Yeah. Now the truth
losers
comes out.
You.
I told you they were all fucking losers. Fuck you, Jim Cornette. This has been another edition of What You Drinking. All right, folks. This week on the DWI podcast, I think, you know, we're going to do a little bit of the usual. So, DP, let's let them know what's happening this week.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
Oh, that's something I look forward to every week. The horror show Extreme Rules. We're gonna preview that. I got some betting odds. We'll try and guess the betting odds, or you know, give us what you think your betting odds are and how far they are off from the actual betting odds that you can bet on. We're gonna talk about Slammiversary. That's this weekend. We're gonna go back to the trivia well because you know we're all entertained by that. And a last call that I shit you not is yet to be determined. DBP, ring the bell. I thought that described it well.
It's bell. Us on a T.
You gotta start somewhere. And speaking of starting somewhere, we're gonna start with the horror show at Extreme Rules. Gentlemen, I got the betting odds here. Let's start from the bottom and move it on up here. Eye for an eye match, Rey Mysterio versus Seth Rollins. What do you think the odds are?
I'm gonna go.
Remember, we're going like minus and plus here.
Yeah.
Like 200 minus 180 or whatever.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Rey Mysterio minus 100.
So even?
Yeah, it's pretty much even.
It's basically even.
Maybe 110. It's going to be like 50-50.
Yeah, I would probably say like Rey Mysterio negative 150.
Seth Rollins is minus 150. Rey Mysterio is plus 110.
Wow. All right. So slight favorite Seth Rollins.
Right, so they don't see the retribution here for Rey Mysterio. What are you guys' thoughts and expectations in this match?
I do like Seth Rollins actually winning this thing, because I do want to get to a blindfold match, because I think that'd be absolutely hilarious to see at SummerSlam, and we haven't had one of those in 30 years, so bring on Seth Rollins winning this thing. I'm sure Dominic's going to get involved somehow, you know, and I guess it kind of depends on where Rey Mysterio's thinking with his contract, too, because I know he's still working technically without a contract, so... You know, if they're working out a deal and Dominic's going to be kind of still sticking around to a point, you know, he's definitely going to be involved one way or another. But how much he gets involved, I mean, this is definitely going to continue to SummerSlam for sure. So I do like Seth Rollins coming out of it. I just figured Rey Mysterio would get the nod here on this one, and then they'd have their, you know, rubber match at SummerSlam, but. I'm down for Seth Rollins winning it and Rey Mysterio going completely blind, and then we have our blindfold match.
I mean, I'm in the entire agreements of it's so 50-50. Like, Rollins could win it out of pure shenanigans with anyone interfering. Hell, even Dominic maybe doing a heel turn, and that's how you end the entire thing with Dominic betraying his dad. I'm not talking about Eddie. Remember, Rey won that ladder match. Or Rey could win, take it to SummerSlam, and they maybe the blindfold match, maybe it turns into another eye for an eye match, and someone goes blind on that. It's the sky is limitless on that one. It's just it's so dead even, but. I'm more curious on how they're going to do this, because it has to be CGI cinematic shenanigans.
Yeah, we talked a lot about this already. I just don't enjoy it. what the premise is. I feel like I would pick Rey Mysterio to win this match, but that doesn't really make a lot of sense either. But it really depends on how they want to move forward here. I mean, you would imagine that this is not going to be the end of this. You got SummerSlam coming up and possible fans in September, but then you also brought up, you know, the contract situation. So I'm at a loss. I basically just summed up what you guys said, so great fucking job over there. Apollo Crews defending that brand new United States Championship that I believe MVP is in possession of, if I am not mistaken. What are your thoughts, first of all, on the aesthetics of that United States Championship? The first time I saw it, the way they shot it and the light it was in, I couldn't really read United States, I think, on it well. But once you get to see it in a good light, I think it's a really good-looking belt. I think it looks better than the belt that they just had for said title.
I'm growing on it. I originally didn't like it because I didn't like the championship across the middle and, like, big... I guess it's blue font because it's the United States title, but it's growing on me slowly. It is a nice belt. It doesn't look like the normal American flag looking like a toy all the way from 2003. So it's growing on me. I'm still iffy on it, but it's growing.
How would you feel if they would have brought back a red, white, and blue stars and stripes version of the Winged Eagle belt, considering that is a very much an American...
I would enjoy that.
Symbol.
It already looks like the Winged Eagle already, but if they added more of the... Well, I said it looks like. It's not perfect. It looks like. There's a bird on there, and it says United States Championship. The stars and stripes are on it. But if you added more of like the red, white, and blue in like the background, I would be fine with that.
I like the idea of bringing the old WWF title back and using that as the United States, that bigger... Eagle full, you know, belt, and put that red, white, and blue. I think that'd be better, because I don't like this one. They like to shy away from anything. Like, you can't even tell that it's, you know, the United States. You can barely read the United States. It's all about just saying champion. We know it's a championship belt. It's just like the Intercontinental title. You know, I don't need to know that. I just, you know, you can't even tell that it's the Intercontinental title or anything anymore. It's just, oh, you're champion. Okay, great. That's just like the old. When they moved away, when The Rock came back and he won the WWF title, WWE title, and all it was just said champion in big letters across it, and it was just awful. I don't like the way they do that.
All right, you know, well said. Anybody see MVP coming away with an actual championship here, not just stealing the belt?
No, as much as I'd like to see MVP with another championship, I don't think he wins this. He gives the rub to Apollo.
Yeah, it really depends. I don't see... It doesn't seem like Cruz is going to join MVP's little faction or anything like that. I'm going to guess Apollo Cruz is probably like minus 450 in the betting odds. But
all right.
I'd love to see MVP win it, but, you know, with some help by the big man. But I just don't see it happening.
Your guess on the odds there, AJ?
I'll say under 400 for Apollo.
So I feel like DP looked at some point because Apollo's minus 450. Yeah. There you go, ring the bell.
Nice, MVP.
MVP is plus 275. So
nice.
Let me give you the next match, which there's two matches that the odds are. I mean, this is the second to greatest odds here. Bayley defending against Nikki Cross. What do you think Bayley is here? AJ, I'll let you go first.
The betting odds to the under 500 for Bayley. I don't think she's dropping that anytime soon.
DP?
I think it's minus 600.
It is minus 600.
Damn! Two for two! I swear to God, I'm not looking. All I have is the match list in front of me.
Nikki Cross is plus 350. So that's what we're looking at right there. I mean, to me, there's two matches where you really don't see... I don't know. To me, this is the match that definitely the belt doesn't change here. Do you think there's any chance that this belt gets moved over to Nikki Cross?
No way. I just... Not with everything they've been building with Sasha and Bayley and that whole thing. I just don't see them dropping the belt at this point.
As much as I would love to see Nikki Cross with singles gold, there's absolutely no way that... Bailey's dropping this, in my opinion.
You want to play? Like play with division. Nikki.
I feel like don't get me wrong, I'd love to play with Nikki.
If the women's division had an Intercontinental Championship, I feel like Nikki Cross would be one of the greatest IC women's champions of all time. You know, maybe like a women's TV title? How about a women's TV title? There you go. You can have one person travel to all three brands, especially while we're doing it now. Mm-hmm. Let's make it legit. Not just like, you know, the 24/7 title, but not that I don't enjoy that storyline once in a while. So that's my opinion, man. Any last thoughts here? What do we expect to see? Bayley, Nikki Cross? I think it's going to be a really good match.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a great match. I mean, everyone knows Nikki can work. Bayley's been doing a great job as a heel, no matter what anyone says. You're supposed to be hated. She's doing a great job. But no, it's going to be Sasha versus Bayley at somewhere big.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the match as well. I think it's going to be a really great match. Nikki's definitely excellent in the ring, and Bayley as well. So, you know, I always enjoy watching Nikki come and wrestle in the ring. She's really good. So I do hope she gets some, you know, title belts in her future, but this is not going to be the time.
Just to cut in real quick, not trying to change the subject. For people that don't know, Tunney is really messing with his background picture, like, pretending he's stunnering the wrestlers in the background, poking their eyes out. He's just having way too much fun with this.
Oh, I can't wait. Someday we will be a video podcast. You can either have the option to listen or watch. So who knows? Maybe sometime one of these days live will be up on Periscope on Twitter, and you'll get to see what's going on here as we drink at home and podcast. Don't drink and drive, drink and podcast. Follow us at podcast DWI. This seems like a perfect point for a commercial, gentlemen. What do you think? Yeah, I don't really care what you think. Alfred.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I was going to put, is that louder than it usually is for UDP?
Yes, sir. Just a little bit.
Skype might have fixed something for me, DP.
Wow. What?
You said it again?
Jeez.
Well, DP knows what I'm talking about, and it seems very realistic considering how it usually goes here that...
And I will tell you that mine, I don't have to reset every time now, so...
Is this more normal?
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Yeah, it is.
Perfect.
All right, folks.
Yeah. You want to know what I think about that?
Audio.
You want to know what I think about that?
It doesn't matter what you think!
Yeah, you drink a big glass and shut the fuck up, okay? And next week on Pod is War, hopefully we'll have that A1 quality sound back, because last week sounded horrible. Not because I was drunk, either. I mean, that was true. It's true. It's in social media. It's out there. Okay.
It only sounded horrible because you slurred your English, but you said perfect Spanish.
Oh, muy bien, muy bien.
Now you know what to do next time.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Hola, Juan. Hola, Esteban.
Shout out to that movie. Bedazzled is a great fucking awesome movie. You can find it somewhere for free. Watch it. It's a good date movie, actually. It's phenomenal. Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser's great.
Yeah, Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah.
And just Orlando a very
Jordan
good story.
It's on there. Yeah. Orlando Jordan as
Orlando
well.
Jordan. Sprite, baby. That's an
Ellie Richards spitting glass at your ass.
Let's stick with the women's championships, the women's world championships, and Asuka defending against Sasha Banks. To me, this is the most interesting match of the evening, especially if you're on board with us saying that there's probably no way Bayley loses her title. Do we end up with both women each having one world championship and being tag team champions? I mean, how could you pass that up right now?
Let's do it. We could have it. It's like Shawn Michaels and Diesel when they were the
hold
tag
it
champs.
All the way to WrestleMania. Think of the rub.
All the way to WrestleMania, and then they can combine that Raw and SmackDown women's title into one championship. That would be awesome. I'd be down for that.
They fight each other, winner take all.
Winner take all. They fight each other. One belt though, not no two straps anymore.
And then you introduce the TV title at King of the Ring, Women's King of the Ring. That way you still have two titles, and they both travel.
There you go.
As nice and actually awesome as that sounds.
Don't you fucking dare come in here and shit on our Sunday, son of a bitch.
Don't we have enough double champions in wrestling as is?
We're fixing the problem there. You're not paying attention again.
Yes, I am.
We combined the title, and we made the
when do they lose the tag titles then?
Available before WrestleMania.
Before.
At like
Royal Rumble.
Fireballs or fast.
Fireballs. Great fireballs of fire. Of balls. Of...
I like that.
Great fireballs.
You might have heard
of
the second one. You might not have heard the second one. I said I wanted Fast Chamber.
Fast Chamber.
Fast Chamber. That's okay.
Or actually, I think Elimination Lane could be really good. Maybe like WWE Roller.
I like Elimination Lane more. That I like that one more than Fast Chamber. Fast Chamber just sounds.
WI Podcast Elimination.
Elimination Lane.
No, Fast Chamber. Elimination Lane.
Elimination Lane.
We're on the Fast Chamber to Elimination Lane.
Not only combining titles, but we're combining pay-per-views as well. Let's get rid of some of them.
Great balls of elimination.
Well, It's not Elimination Balls of Fire.
Are we on there now again? All right, the Raw Women's title. Raw Women's title.
Balls of Elimination.
Fast Rumble Ball. Fast Rumble Ball.
Oh, my God, we're still on this.
Royal Fire. You had to wait for that one.
Railed.
We're not. Talk to me about what kind of match we're going to see. Forget who's going to win. Because Asuka and Sasha should both really be motivated to go out there and have the match of the month. If they have enough time, why couldn't they go out and have a match of the year candidate match? I mean, it really depends on how they want to book this and how they want to get one person or the other over. But if they're interested in making them both strong, DP's got his head in his hands. Go ahead, DP. What's your problem?
I'm just waiting for WWE's Money in the Balls pay-per-view.
Money in the Balls, yeah.
Such good shit.
This
the dinosaur bone.
Oh, God. No, we don't need any more of the dinosaur bones. This is the one match that's...
WWE Extreme Slam Balls.
Extreme Elimination Balls.
Great Balls of Fire really helps.
It sure does. It just brings everything together. It ties the room together, just like that rug. This match is going to be the best one of the card for sure. You know, I really hope they give them time because they definitely can. They only have 6 matches on the card, and having a couple of them being, you know, those gimmick matches where they're going to be taped and, you know, the swamp fight and the eye for an eye stuff, they could easily give this match time if they want to. So I'm really hoping that they do, because these are the best, you know, as far as the two head-to-heads, as far as best wrestlers, right? Those are the two best on the card right now. And I really hope they give them time, because they can put on a really, really great match. And it's the one championship I don't know which way it's going to go. I do think Sasha could win this thing here, because it could definitely make the Bayley and Sasha whole thing a lot more intriguing and could stretch it out a lot farther. And then I could see Asuka winning it, because, and maybe Bayley costing her the match, or just start Sasha's, you know, eventual turn on Bayley, or whichever way they go. It could, you know, it could start to really push it one way or the other. So I'm really, this is the best one on the card that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm in whole agreement here that it's going to be the best match on the card. I mean, Sasha and Asuka can both put on great matches, especially together. I still think Asuka's gonna win, because, you know, you have the cute little moment with Kairi wanting to... You good over there, DP?
I couldn't get my straw. It's one of those.
Drunk as I was, I had no problem with the straw. Don't use one.
Anyway, but no, I see Asuka winning this because of the cute moment with Kairi, where it's, if you retain, I want to face you. And then Bailey's probably going to cost Sasha, or something's going to happen that way. And then Sasha's going to get pissed off, and it's like, why don't you put your title on the line against me, and blah, 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 blah. But this is going to be the best match, shenanigans involved at the ending or not. This is match of the night.
The biggest separation in odds comes in the WWE Championship match. AJ, would you like to DP to go first here, or would you like to go first at predicting what the odds are here in this match? And who's
I mean, DP's been guessing the entire time, so how about you go first there, bud?
I'm saying Drew McIntyre minus 650, Dolph probably plus 300.
You said it's the biggest difference. So when I think big difference, I think they're leaning one way or another. I feel like they're leaning towards Drew, so I'm going to say under 1,500 or some shit.
Drew McIntyre is minus 2,000.
Oh, my God.
I was close.
You got it.
I was close.
With the Price is Right rules, even.
2000. Wow.
Boy, it's not a bad bet to put.
What's what do you get for Dolph?
Not a bad bet to put $20 down on that.
Wait, well, oh yeah, what's Dolph like? Plus like 600 or some shit.
+700.
Jesus.
Oh, God damn. They really. I'm not disagreeing with them, but they really have no.
I mean, put $20. You put $20. You put $20 on Dolph to win $160.
Yeah, could happen. I mean, we don't even know what the stipulation is yet either. It could just be, you know, Dolph wins. That's the stipulation. I don't, you know.
First one to do a super kick wins.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, but could be a 40-yard dash. Could be, you know.
This card is set up to have really good matches, though. I mean, this is another matchup that I want to see in the ring. These are two guys that I want to see against each other. You have Dolph Ziggler, one of the best in-ring performers of his generation, and not a gigantic guy, but not a small guy, against one of the better guys who are large in this industry right now. I mean, Drew McIntyre is a big fella, you know, who can move with athleticism. So how many times do you see someone that's like a Shawn Michaels going up against someone that's a shorter, you know, a little bit smaller version of The Undertaker? That's kind of what we're seeing here. But these two guys are in their prime right now. Athletically and physically, that's what I'm saying. I'm not comparing these guys' careers to theirs. But when you think about big man versus little man, to me, this is a really intriguing matchup.
Yeah, I see it like, I guess I didn't go with The Undertaker, but that's kind of the same route I went. Was it's, you know, Dolph is like a Shawn Michaels in the fact that he's, you know, he's got the same size type and he can sell like crazy in the ring and is great at what he does, which is, you know, Shawn Michaels to a T. And Drew McIntyre, at that point, I kind of leaned it towards more of a Kevin Nash or almost Sid Vicious, but, you know, Drew's a little more athletic.
That's what I lean towards The Undertaker kind of thing. But, you know, it's maybe
But The Undertaker is like definitely more athletic.
Maybe more like a Scott Hall.
Yeah. Yeah.
A younger Scott Hall.
Yeah, because Scott Hall was not a small guy.
Scott Hall thinned out as he got older, though. That's the difference. If you look at his old AWA some of those days when he still had the full beard and the mullet, dude was fucking wide as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, brother, he was.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Bro.
Yeah, brother. Hold on, dude.
Oh. No, I'm not disagreeing at all. I was actually going to say that it's going to be like Shawn versus Diesel. Everyone forgets Nash could actually move when he wanted to.
They just didn't let him. Not in WWE.
Yeah,
they just didn't let him. He could never move. Go back and watch his matches before he left for WCW.
He could somewhat move.
Last time he could move was when he was Vinny Vegas and he was getting BF'd by a mummy. Whoever the hell was in the middle of that sandwich. You know what I mean. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Oh.
Stedman. Stedman's from Seinfeld, right? Isn't he the Bizarro Jerry Seinfeld? We had an argument about that this week.
Oh, Stedman. No. Shit. God damn it. Yeah.
That's a you guy thing.
We're sidetracking here, folks. We will not continue this show until we find out. So, DP, you might as well start Googling as well. We'll see who finds it first. Bizarro Jerry.
It was Stedman was his last name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was close, but.
Wait, what happened? Stedman put Spez Dispenser on what?
Oh, God. But no, this should be a good match, but yeah, McIntyre doing a really good job with the belt, especially against Dolph as his opponent, who can sell anything. He can sell me a pen and I'll buy it.
Or was he Kramer? Was Kramer Stedman?
No, Kramer was Feldman.
Feldman
and then from across the hall.
Yeah, Stedman had to be, because it wouldn't have been Costanza, it would have been Stedman.
No, it was I just don't have last names. I have Kevin. Gene was Costanza. And Kevin was Jerry, but I don't have a last name for Kevin.
Google Stedman Seinfeld. You tried to take us back to wrestling. You just drink all
the time. Yeah, I'm just going to drink now. I'm just going to do the first part.
Have you ever seen Seinfeld?
I've seen some Seinfeld, yes.
You don't really like it, do you?
Not the biggest fan, though.
I swear, there is a legit age cutoff for people who do like Seinfeld and don't like Seinfeld. And it feels like if you were born after 1985, you probably don't like Seinfeld. Like, there is people who do that are born on each side and do and don't, but yeah. I would feel like, generally, if you were born after 1985, like, is your brother home?
He's in a completely other room, but I can tell you that he's not a fan of Seinfeld.
And what year was he born?
86.
Boom! Fucking ring the bell. Oh, who the fuck is Stedman, DP?
I don't know who Stedman is.
Show. Jeez Louise, you can't find
There is no Stedman. There is no
Stedman! Seinfeld!
I looked it up. They're not there. I'm looking through the entire list of Seinfeld characters. Or Stead is not even in there.
Seinfeld.
Kevin was the guy's name, and he doesn't have a last name, even in IMDb.
The Bizarro Jerry.
No last name. I do not see a Stedman. There's a Newman.
That may be what it is.
Newman.
I finished my Miller. I grabbed myself a Rolling Rock. For people that want to know.
Hi, Stedman.
No. Not, doesn't exist.
And on today's trivia, we actually have three wrestling ones instead of off-wall football. Yeah. We got a really big shoe. Really big.
Oh, wait! I got an Alex. I got Alex Stedman, who was, I think, a writer.
No.
Oh, he's a writer for Variety. Never mind, he's not a writer for Seinfeld. Yeah, there's no Stedman. He got nothing.
Let's get back to wrestling here. You guys are always taking me off track here.
Oh, here we go.
One last match here on Extreme Rules, and it is, what is it, a swamp match, or what the hell? I mean, are you guys interested in this match at all? I mean, I'm way more interested in the IFBB.
Hate it.
Yeah, swamp match. Well, yeah, what's your odds here?
It's not even for the title.
It's not for the title?
It's not even for the title. It's
not. The non-title match. Okay, well, what's the odds?
Because he's back to the Bayou, Bray Wyatt, cult leader.
I'm going to guess Braun Strowman is minus 200. It's going to be really close because it might be more, but I'll go 200. I'll stick with 200.
I have a feeling it's like Seth and Ray. What'd you say, 150?
150 for Seth.
And I'm going with Braun on that one.
You're saying Braun minus 150?
Yeah. I got Braun minus 200.
Bray Wyatt is minus 150.
Ah, it was the other way around. Figured. But was it actually the Ray and Seth exact betting odds?
It's the same odds with Rollins and Wyatt being favored and Mysterio and Strowman both being plus 110. So that's where that's at right there. I think they're favoring the heels in the gimmick matches, apparently. So, IDK, LOL, OMG, stick around.
FML, WTF, why the face?
BRB? No, we're sticking around. We're not going anywhere right now. We're going to talk a little bit about this match. I'm hoping they can do something interesting, but for me, they're going to have to do something really interesting and cool, because I feel like we're just going to see them slosh around in the water a lot. So mark the tape and find that clip. We can play that next week.
Yeah, I'm in agreement on that one. It's probably going to... If Bray wins, it's probably going to be like he does a Sister Abigail into the swamp water, gets the pin or however the hell they're gonna fucking do this, and then you see a black mask come up saying Braun drowned and he became the black sheep again.
Yo tengo una pregunta.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
I hope I said that right. I have a question.
I don't know. How many margaritas did you have?
None, so probably not. Isn't that weird? That's so wrong. Okay, in your opinion, man, will some point in this match have one of the two combatants being dragged down or wrestling with an alligator? AJ, yes or no?
Dude, I would love to, but WWE's not that cool, no.
DP?
Yeah, brother.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure this is happening.
It's happening.
Another discussion.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Have you not ever watched a Vince McMahon television show and he has the chance to actually have one of his wrestlers wrestle a gator and it kind of makes sense? This is fucking happening.
That would be the perfect time. I would love to fucking see that, but I don't think they're going to be like, let's throw a fucking gator in there, man. Yes. I don't think they're going to do that. They're not that. Come on. That would be awesome. Think about WWE for a minute.
It's gonna look so bad. The alligator's gonna look so fake. You're gonna be able to see the strings. It's gonna be awesome.
The inflatable one.
That might make it better, actually.
And then it's gonna pop up. Then it's gonna pop up, and Eric Rowan's gonna be underneath with the alligator head.
It's a brand new puppet on the Firefly Funhouse.
Eric the alligator.
All right, folks, those are our opinions on Extreme Rules. We'll be right back. We're going to talk some Impact Wrestling, believe it or not. Believe it.
So does Rule.
Yeah, they do.
Change my sound around, but I still found it in the clutch.
Sierra Hotel.
India.
Echo.
Lima.
Delta.
Shield.
Hey folks, listen up, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net. Pins, stickers, illustrations. angrylemonade.net.
This is my yard now.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Gentlemen, Impact Wrestling, gigantic pay-per-view for them this Saturday. Let me run down the matches for you. Ace Austin, Eddie Edwards, Trey, and someone to be decided for the vacant Impact World Championship, starting right from the top here. Jordynne Grace, Knockouts champion, taking on Deonna Purrazzo. I'm looking forward to that one a little bit. Willie Mack, your X-Division champ, taking on Chris Bay. We got a gauntlet for the gold match to determine the number one contender among the Impact Knockouts. Alicia Edwards, Havoc, Kira Hogan, Kimber Lee, Kylie Rae, my girl, and boy, oh boy, how am I saying this one here? Nevaeh? Yeah?
Looking at you, phenomenal one.
You said it right, yeah.
Oh. Good for me. Madison Rain, Rosemary, Susie, Tasha Steeles, and Taya Valkyrie. I knew the rest of them. That was way easier than UFC, let me tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on, there's three more matches. Come on.
I'm working on it. I have to get a beer. There's all like a billion fucking people in that last match.
Fucking gauntlet
Cotton
matches.
One of Greg's favorite tag teams, the North, that's Ethan Page and Josh Alexander, taking on Ken Shamrock and Sammy Callahan. That should pull a little interest right there. Moose with that revitalized TNA World Championship, taking on Tommy Dreamer in an old school rules match, whatever the fuck that means. And the Rascals, I guess they're taking on, well, we don't know yet. They've issued an open challenge. That's what I've heard. So, seven matches, plenty of championships to defend it. And I think the biggest storyline going into it is no Tessa Blanchard for Impact for the first time in a really long time.
Yep. They did not come to an agreement, so that's why that the main event is a fatal four-way for the vacant Impact World Championship. And
who do you think the to-be-announced is? I mean, Rusev has COVID. Gallows and Anderson are probably going to accept that open challenge from the other team, the Rascals. Do we got Heath Slater coming in and winning the Impact World Championship?
Maybe. There's so many names that you can throw out here that could actually go for it. You could get
EC3, baby.
You could even get Bully Ray.
I like Slater to win it, and then EC3 to come in and say, you held me down in that other company, now I'm coming for your ass.
Yeah.
There you go. That'd be nice. Yeah. It'd be good to see Slater get some recognition and get a title somewhere, you know, because he's definitely one of those underrated stars that has been so good in his career and just hasn't really gotten the opportunities.
It's too bad that Rusev has COVID, because he would have been the perfect guy here to come in and like really boost the level of that championship. Not that there aren't a really bunch of quality wrestlers there at Impact, but Rusev's a guy who should have had a title run in WWE with a little bit better booking, in my opinion, man. So I see you shaking your head, AJ. Last thoughts here on what we're going to see for this Impact World Championship match?
You're going to see something really nice. It, like, any of those guys could be in it. Heath, EC3, even Eric Young, or even Bully Ray. Remember, there's going to be three former TNA Impact World Champions that will show up that are free agents. So it could be anybody.
I'm a little disappointed in the Tommy Dreamer thing. I don't know. With this opportunity of having these stars that are out there that could be coming in as a surprise to, I don't know, just bringing back Tommy Dreamer to have what appears to be probably just an Extreme Rules match, you know, an ECW type of match there, you know, just seems like they could have done something else. I feel just with this opportunity where, like you said, Heath Slater's out there, you know, Rusev, I know, you know, he can't do it right now, but he's out there. EC3's out there. Gallows and Anderson, there's all sorts of, you know, Eric Young could come in there. Just they have a lot of opportunities to bring in some of these guys as surprises rather than kind of bringing back Tommy Dreamer. I don't know, just seems like they could have done something better with that one. But otherwise, yeah, it looks like they could have some really good matches here.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead and ring the bell for yourself. Yes, that is what an old school match is.
Yeah.
Old school rules is an ECW match, basically.
That's about it.
What's your one dark horse match that you think is going to surprise everybody here? For me, I don't know if it's so much a surprise, but Willie Mack and Chris Bay look to put on a pretty good match, in my opinion. I can't see that being a stinker whatsoever. You're looking at least a 7.5 out of 10 right there. Those two guys can both really go. It's been an interesting storyline, to say the least.
Yeah, I like the Willie Mack and Chris Bay match. I would say one of the matches that people will probably snooze on is the Knockouts title match with Jordan Grace and Deonna Purrazzo. That will probably be a good match with Jordan Grace's strength and Deonna's technical wrestling.
Could you imagine AEW had Impact's women's division? I mean, seriously, you look at the talent and the matches that they're capable of putting on at Impact, and AEW, it's like they're behind that even.
Let's not. We've already talked a lot about the AEW women's division.
And to bring in someone like Vicky Guerrero to manage Nyla Rose, who doesn't need a manager, is just a definition of why they're doing wrong in the women's division right there. I'll tell you that.
Well, that's enough of AEW talk this week, as I don't know, AEW and NXT were both rather blasé. I know AEW won the ratings this week, but last thoughts as we move into a big pay-per-view for Impact Wrestling. Right now, you know, speak to your final thoughts on Impact as far as WWE's number one, AEW's number two. It really feels like New Japan is three, Impact is four, and then behind that, I would say NWA, MLW, and ROH is all the way at the bottom right now. And that's crazy, because how long ago? It wasn't too long ago, 18, 24, not even 36 months ago, year and a half, 2 years, that ROH was going to be considered, when Sinclair was going to put more money in, can they be the one with the relationship with New Japan to challenge WWE? And now, in my opinion, man, it's dropped all the way down to the bottom out of the major and semi-super major.
Well, and what's killing them is there's the whole issue with COVID, and they decided to stop doing tapings and stuff. So, I mean, not being on television and putting out a product is going to hurt you, obviously.
In my opinion, though, before that, they were down there already. As we hit the new year, they were already down there, for me, really? At the very least. I feel like NWA has suffered the most, where I think they were ahead of Impact, in my opinion, before now. I think Impact's kind of beefed up a little bit over them, considering NWA had its break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely felt like, you know, I was starting to watch a little NWA more. They were really starting to get a good build there going before everything happened. So, you know, it certainly would have put them ahead of Ring of Honor at that point, I think, once they started to really get going. You know, Impact, I really don't watch. And since, you know, since they were at their peak, that's about the time I stopped watching, because it started to get really bad. And, you know, it seems like they're rebuilding pretty well, and their opportunities here with a lot of these, you know, talents moving around, you know, and WWE letting a lot of people go, it gives them a good opportunity, you know, if they use the guys right, to get some good talent in there and get some people watching. So I could see them definitely moving up the card as far as, you know, best wrestling brands right now. But I don't know, it's hard. Other than AEW and WWE, I'm not really watching any of the other stuff enough to rank them one way or the other. I'd like to watch more of them, but it's tough. And then right now, with not a lot of them doing tapings, it's hard to compare, I guess, for me.
I'm in the same boat, where Impact definitely up there in the card of the promotions that people can watch. In ROH, the best way to explain this with ROH is like a football team that's trying to restart itself. Basically, like, all right, we need to get new people. We have some of the older guys that can help out, but we need to revamp, redo everything, and bring everything up. Because you still have the Briscoes. PCO is a good mentor. But other than that, like, you got newer guys coming in with ROH. And then with COVID, I mean, not only is it they're not recording stuff, they're also not renewing contracts. So that's why Bully Ray then got tossed into the ring of, hey, he could be in Slammiversary, because his contract didn't get renewed.
Sting's a free agent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Former Impact champion. I'm just saying.
So, I mean, it would be cool.
Would you guys agree? Let's finish this topic off with, you know, we've kind of thrown all the names out there, Sting being the biggest one. Maybe Kurt Angle. Is Kurt Angle do whatever he wants now, too?
He can as well, yeah.
I mean, think about that kind of stuff. So, before this pay-per-view, right now, as we head into the weekend, right, it's July 17th, we're recording. WWE's number one, not even going to ask. AEW's number two, I'm not even going to ask. Who's number three for you guys? Is it Impact? Is it New Japan?
I don't really watch any of them, so it's hard for me to label them. I would probably say...
But how do you feel about, like, their status and stature within the United States as fans and wrestling and their take and things about things like that nature?
I would probably put Impact number three. I don't know about New Japan. If you're talking about it, especially in the United States, I'd probably put NWA four and Ring of Honor five.
AJ?
Yeah, in the United States demographic, since New Japan doesn't have, you know, the giant following of, you know, Kenny Omega, the Elite, and all that, and that went to AEW, basically. Yeah, WWE 1, AEW 2, Impact 3. I would say New Japan's still up there. I would say New Japan's like fourth or fifth.
Until another wrestling federation gets a major deal with an actual, you know, cable channel, you can't deny that they're not number two.
No, you can't deny that.
It's just, it's one and two, and then it's everybody else right now. Everybody else is streaming somewhere.
Well, exactly. Impact has the Access contract that they
have. Might as well be streaming somewhere.
Yeah, you can't get
it
on regular
TV. You can still watch it on Twitch, but I'm just saying.
Well, there you go. All right. I'm intrigued, and I've become inquisitive, and I would like to take a quiz. So we'll be right back, and we're going to take some trivia.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
every time.
Every time, Tony, gotta get geared up for phenomenal funky facts. Like I half-jokingly but actually said, even the AJ's opinion is going to be a wrestling question. So you might get that, you might not, who knows? Yeah, we're not going to go football anymore, because every time that I bring up a football one, Tony will just be like, no, it's totally this team from 1984 that won this. Totally. Yep. I could tell you every single person on the line, too.
Jack Nicklaus.
God, fuck. God damn it.
Flacco. Oh, shit, I'm going to have to.
That's not going to work.
Houston, we have a problem. Uh-oh.
We found a flaw in the background images.
Signore.
Uh-oh. But, yeah, I did give it to Big Dave since he was on here last week.
What do you mean I won last week?
Well, no, you won last week, but I'm saying going first, it was to Big Dave. All
right.
So, DP, since Dave's not here. Yeah, Flacco and Sanchez. Yeah, that's how you won. Yeah. That was last week. This is this week.
Bitches.
So, DP. Door number one, door number two, or door number three?
Ooh, I'll take door number one, Jeff Probst.
All right, it is not the opinion question. It's a real wrestling question. And it's funny that we were talking about years before, especially with the whole Seinfeld thing.
1984.
I'm going to need the year for this one.
Oh, boy.
When did the big gold belt get debuted on NWA programming?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's impossible.
That's right. I'm still repping NWA. They're not going away.
Sons of bitches.
Alright, Big Gold and NWA, give us the year. Tony says 1981. DP says 1978. They are both wrong.
Yeah, of course.
Like 83?
86.
Oh.
I still won.
You got the Price is Right rules. You got that.
Ah, God, we're not doing Price is Right rules.
Total BS!
Bullshit. Come on.
You
if we have
suck.
a tiebreaker, I'll ask another question from that one. But from now, Tony, door number two, door number three, and you better not have remembered what Andrew said on Pod is War and say door number four, or I will hit you with a big wooden oar.
Why did he say door number – why do you want me to say door number four?
Just to fuck with me.
Well, how about – I'll take door number pie. We have door 3.14?
Pie door. I like it.
Well, it was close enough to three, so you get in three.
That's what I wanted.
How dare you, bring my birthday into this?
That's what I wanted to say, Jack.
Alright. So it's actually the opinion question. But like I said, it's still wrestling. It's still wrestling.
Oh,
if it's my opinion, then I'm never wrong. Excellent. 1 point for me.
And it'll be a...
No, 1 point for us. And I won the first one, so I'm up 2-1.
Oh, God damn it. No, it's the AJ
one. Bike number two is the only one left.
Christ on a bike. Anyway.
Where? You think it'd be hard? That roll, I mean, you're going to pull it up and
wear sandals. Well, that's bad news.
That's a big deal. I don't think that's a big deal. I think people saw him wearing sandals on the pedals, and they were like, hey, let's just build the sandals onto the pedals, and that's how you had those kind of pedals.
Thus, we have the invention of the bicycle. The bicycle.
No, the Jesus Christ sandal-looking bicycle pedals is where we were going. The bicycle was already invented.
Yeah, sandal pedals.
All right, onto the question. So we were talking about double champions with, you know, Sasha and Bayley being super double champion and whatnot. How about a triple champion here? Talking about evil... Evil being, I support him winning the in Dominion, getting both the IC and the world title. Because Evil is basically the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of New Japan. And I say that because when he was a young lion, he had the longest losing streak in singles competition in New Japan history. How many consecutive losses did he have?
Oh, jeez. What does that have to do with Triple Champion?
I'll give you a half point if you can say the third belt that he has.
The Never Open Weight Championship?
Is that it? I thought I figured that was it.
Well, it's not the Never Open Weight.
It's just the Open Weight Championship?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The Never Weight? Never Six Man. The Never Six Man Tag Teams.
Oh, he's part of the six-man tag? Yeah. He's part of a three-man tag?
When he was still in Los Ingobernables de Japón.
Hold on.
Anyway, so how many consecutive losses did he take in singles competition? 99 from Tunney. 346.
I feel like I'm so much closer to these answers than DP. DP's just like...
I'm going to give that one to Tunney. At least it was double digits. Wow! No, Tony, you get the point. You get the point.
That's what it's a bullshit question. About.
Bullshit question.
59.
Eat a big bag of dicks, DP.
Everyone can eat 59. Shit. A big bag of shit.
God.
Like not like
346.
I get style.
I mean, that's a pretty big losing streak, you know. That's right up there at Barry Horowitz. That's where I thought you were going with this.
Hit the Barry Horowitz.
No.
Why not?
No.
All right. So, no, that's so there's my, one more
that's
one.
That's my music.
He answered stupid, but I didn't, so I got the point.
God, yeah. It's begrudgingly giving it to Tunney.
Oh, Jesus.
Now AJ's regretting it. I might lose it. And now the score is 0-0.
All right. Last one. It's 1-0. You got the point. Relax, you.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna keep talking about one of the belts that Evil has, being the IWGP Intercontinental. But we're also gonna talk about the WWE as well, because there's only two men in history that have held both the IWGP and the WWE Intercontinental Championships. Tell me who they are. Tell me as many as you can get.
There's only two, like you said.
Only two.
I'm being nice. If you can get two, you're good. If you give one and the other one doesn't, that's where the point goes.
Ready.
Yeah. He obviously knows it.
Oh, fuck. Can I list it? You said list as many people as you want.
Two.
Fuck. I'll stay with what I got, but I think...
At least as many people as
I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time to think of the other one.
I don't know who to replace it with. Fuck.
All right, let's see the answers then.
No, no, wait. The heavyweight title?
You're done.
No, bullshit.
The Intercontinental, not the heavyweight.
Oh, the Intercontinental. Okay. All right. Oh, what? I can't play the music a second time like you've asked me for? How many times?
But I'm
I'm good. I didn't change it.
All right. Okay.
All right, let's see him.
Yeah.
I think it's Styles and Balor, though.
Yeah, we both got
I'll
Styles.
I'll be a smartass. Do you want to change that?
No.
Good, because you're right with Shinsuke.
AJ's
other
right.
The other one... Is Le Champion.
Jericho.
Damn it.
Where's Jericho?
That was so easy because he was just the IC champion over there. Fuck, I should have known that.
What are you complaining? You still won this week.
I know, and I feel good that I at least got the point over him on that last question because it really wouldn't have felt like a win the other way. Yeah, it would have. Suck my balls, DP. Woo!
It's terrible.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Alrighty. So, I believe with that, out of all the times we've done Funky Facts, this is now tied. DP's got 5, Tony's got 5.
Sweet. It's turned into quite a rivalry.
It was one-sided in the beginning.
I said it on Pod is War. I'll say it again right here since we're on trivia. The chair shot match game is coming soon. We're just making sure on how to do it, who's going to be the contestants, and I have a really good idea of who's going to be the panel. So enjoy some little match game on ABC. Go to abc.com and check out the new version with Alec Baldwin. AJ, close your segment, please, sir. Well done once again. It wasn't total BS this week. Things have been trending in the right direction. I feel like you've learned from early on mistakes.
I see that. Thank you. Thank you for the praise there. Instead of total BS, fuck AJ, fuck Cornette, and fuck...
It's still fuck Jim Cornette, though.
fair enough. So that's been another edition of Phenomenally Funky Facts.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
DP, last call.
What do you mean it's
let's
go?
What do you mean? What do I mean? We're going to hit the sporting scene. And I just want to go around the horn here. There's a lot of things coming back in sports. UFC has been something that's been prevalent in the sporting world. Golf has been there. They had planned to do fans this week at the Memorial Tournament. They decided against it. UFC has been highly successful in maintaining their testing. They went out to Yaz Island in Abu Dhabi. They've put on 2 great shows already. There's 2 more to be done out there. So for me, my highlight right now is the UFC. I know basketball and baseball are coming back. Missed 3-man weave this week, a little bit of a scheduling problem. So we'll be back again next week. Don't think we're going anywhere. We're still going to be there covering sports for you. But UFC's done such a great job. They had the 3 title fights finish off UFC 251 over the weekend. They came back and had a really great card on ESPN on Wednesday night, I believe, and they got 2 more coming on out there. Dana White has been one to say, F what the media thinks. I know what I'm doing. I know I'm keeping my people safe. He comes across as a guy that really cares about the people that work for his company, and if they're available and able, he wants to give them work so they can make money. And that only makes sense because he's running a company. He's taking care of his employees and making money for them at the same time. So I want to salute Dana White and the UFC, and they've done a phenomenal job of putting great matches on with the talent that they've had available to them. I mean, look at what happened. You got guys getting stuck in their home countries that can't travel across the pond. You got a guy who tests positive 6 days before UFC 251 who's supposed to be in the main event, and you come up with a main event that could possibly have been more appetizing to the fans of UFC. So shout out to all those UFC fighters that have been going out there and getting it done. You know, if you're a professional athlete and your sport is coming back and you don't want to play, I get it. Family first, right? Lombardi, you know, faith, family, football, right? Think about that. No matter what your faith is, everyone has family and everyone has passion. So keep those things and priorities straight. And I just want to thank those that are still going out there trying to make a living and entertaining me where there's a lack of entertainment that we're used to.
I think you said it right when you say, you know, that it's the people, it's the talent that's doing the right things, especially for UFC, that they're taking care of themselves. They're, you know, they're staying safe. Dana White's keeping them safe. Whereas some of these other companies aren't doing the necessary things that need to be done to keep people safe. And, you know, I want all the sports to come back. I want everything to come back, obviously. I don't want this to be a thing, and I totally 100% miss basketball big time, not just because the Bucks were on, you know, having the best season of their, you know, of their, you know, illustrious long life in Milwaukee, you know, but, you know, we have opportunities to miss out on a possible championship for us, but I just miss basketball, college basketball, all of that stuff. And I was so happy to see that they're coming back. And then I immediately see the stupidity of some of the people who broke the curfew and went out when they weren't supposed to. And it's like, okay, people, like, you got to be safe. You got to take care of yourself. And if you want to play, you got to be, unfortunately, there's rules right now. There are rules, Donnie, and we're stuck with them, unfortunately, until this is gone. So I'm excited, and I 100% agree. I love what they're doing with UFC, and I thought they're doing a really good job, and they're finding outlets and ways to continue to do this. And I think, you know, their company definitely has a good way to do it, because they don't have, I guess there's not as many people, you know, when it comes to the group they have. They can really keep separated very well, where it's a little bit harder for other sports like football and basketball, where there's more people out on the court and, you know, people on benches and things like that. So it's a little harder, and I think they're trying to do the right thing with keeping them, you know, quarantined in a way, you know, that, okay, they got to stay in this hotel and we'll bring the food to you and, you know, we'll take care of you, just stay here. And then it's the people that have to follow through with it. You know, it's the athletes that have to do it. And if they don't want to, you don't have to play. That's absolutely fine. Cause I agree, it should be family first. And, you know, I 100% agree with that. And I 100% am down for, you know, if you're going to go out, just wear a mask and be fine. It's fine. And everything would be okay. And we could get through this a lot quicker. So I'm definitely looking forward. I hope we can figure out the ways to get some sports out there. I'm excited to see baseball come back. I saw some of the schedules got released for the, you know, for the Brewers and things like that 60 game schedule. Pretty awesome, very exciting. I'm looking forward to at least being able to see sports again for sure, because it's been 4 months at least now, 5 months since we got to see anything. So, you know, I had to go out and spend a whole $9 on NBA 2K20 because I needed to play some sports, and I miss basketball so goddamn much.
Yeah, I completely agree with everything. Take care of yourself, your family first. I get it. It's a career. It's a passion that you have. But if you can't take care of yourself, you're going to spread COVID and make things shut down again, make things canceled again. Like, I'm with you on that. I want to see football. I'm a giant football fan. I love watching it. Even if it's not the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'll still watch football no matter what. Baseball coming back, that's going to be great, because right now you have me watching NASCAR again. Like, that's entertaining. And speaking of entertaining, there's Vince McMahon and Tony's background. Such good shit.
Because there's no chance in hell.
You won't get COVID if you work for me.
Always listening.
Always.
He is listening.
But I'm
fire me.
I agree.
Fire me for saying it. Fire me, Vince. Fine.
You're fired.
If Tony says the S word again, and I don't mean shit, you might be.
I don't know. It might be taken off the ban list here. It's done a great job tonight.
Wow.
But no, I like, just like everyone else, I want to be entertained. I love sports. I'll watch baseball, I'll watch basketball, football. Like I said, you got me watching NASCAR again.
Ugh.
Oof.
Like, that's how desperate I am for sports, that I'm watching NASCAR again, because they're actually taking care of each other. During interviews and when they're not in the car, they actually have masks on, and they just got fans back where it's like 25% attendance. Everyone had a mask on, 6 feet apart, everything. So they're doing a great job. I agree with UFC doing a great job with, you know, making sure everyone's temperatures are checked. If you have COVID, ski dat, we'll figure something else out.
I'll put it to you this way. I don't want to shit on NASCAR, because I like NASCAR, actually. I've become a big fan the older I've gotten. Early in my 20s, I was with a group of people that I worked with that were big NASCAR fans, and I feel like, you know, in that time, like the early to mid-2000s when it was making its push, when you had all the really popular drivers in their prime, a lot of them are gone, Some of them are still around, but not as good. I mean, this was before Jimmy Johnson made his run. But now they've confused the rules and they've changed the parts of the races and the standings. Yeah, and it's just it's more than I'm willing to invest, right? I mean,
Yeah. They
were doing well when it was simple, and the people that related to fast cars and personalities tuned in, even though they weren't, you know, toolbox bobs, right, or whatever you want to say. I'm just saying, usually if you're someone who works on cars or is into maintaining cars and things of that nature, you're more likely to be a fan of that sport. If you're just a car owner to get from place to place and you don't really care about going fast, you may not be into that sport unless you get it and can relate to the people that are inside of it as stars.
I completely agree. They change the rules like every 3-4 fucking years and I can't keep track of it. But
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Last bit of sporting news here before I let AJ and DP have their final thoughts on this entire show. It looks as if, with a horrible round of 76 today, Tiger Woods will barely make the cut and be around for the weekend. I know TV sponsors and the networks are going crazy knowing that at least they'll have Tiger for the weekend, and he needs to get back and play some rounds here because I don't really see him playing another tournament until the PGA Championship. But it really more so feels like golf is back. Tiger Woods is back on the golf course for me, and that's kind of my last cool thing for sports coming back and for the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, Tiger Woods coming back is always great. Like I said, since I'm now paying more attention to NASCAR again, Jimmy Johnson had COVID, and he's back now. He's completely clear of it. UFC's been doing a great job with making sure everyone's fine. If you have COVID, like I said, ski dat, we can find another thing. Card's always subject to change. And now both WWE and AEW, you know, the extra wrestlers or people that you have in the crowd, I don't know if anyone else noticed, they have masks on. They're making sure that it's contained. So as long as people just get their shit together, just wear the mask. I know everyone's antsy. Do it for everybody. Just wear a damn mask. And I don't mean Rey Mysterio's mask. Actually, something that covers the face.
I'm really more interested in who's going to be the Gene Rayburn character in the chair shot match game. Oh, all right.
I was about to say, you already know it's going to
yes.
be
Tony. PC Tony. I love it.
Look at him all long mic, too.
That's all I care about.
We can name the official two initial positions, or three, actually. I feel like DP is going to be our engineer, and he's going to be our announcer, okay? And occasional guest celebrity, in addition to his duties.
It'd be like Shadow
I feel
Stevens.
Like, you know, you... Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, well, you can do both. If, you know, we need you to come on to be the you know, one of the answer people. Great. And I would like to say that Greg DeMarco and Christopher Platt will likely be common celebrities on the celebrity panel. We're still thinking about what we're going to do as far as contestants go, whether they will be also chair shot related. I would imagine initially they will be, and then maybe we'll reach out to some listeners along the way, and they can come on and experience some fun with the chair shot. I really, really hope that we can get 9 people. 10 people on a Skype call. Not really sure about that, but we'll see what happens. We might have to do Zoom, and then we only have so much time because we're not going to pay for more than 45 minutes. Anything else for this week, fellas?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah. All right, enjoy a weekend fellas of wrestling.
There you go. Yeah, Slammiversary, the horror show at Extreme Rules, the fellas abide. So, my name is PC Tunney. You can follow me at PC Tunney. Check this show out at Podcast DWI. Be make sure to follow at 3_manweave. At pod is war, I believe that's the name of that Twitter handle. All right. Yeah, I think so. I got so much going on up here. DB.
And that brain?
You've just got about knee deep into my world, and you're about to be fully submerged up past your nipples under your arms.
Ooh.
Why don't you tell everybody what's going? Yep, right there. Yep. Tell everybody what's going on in your world, in the @itsmeDPP world.
Well, @itsmeDPP all over the worldwide social media interwebs. If you want to follow me, for sure. You continue to follow this DWI podcast on Facebook as well at facebook.com/DWI podcast. I'm also on that old Bandwagon Nerds podcast that drops on Tuesdays. You can follow that @BandwagonNerds on the Twitter. And the brand new A Winner Is You podcast hosted by yours truly, DPP. You can follow that on Twitter and on Facebook @AWinnerIsYou, the letter U, A Winner Is You. And don't forget to check out ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, where you can get all your Chair Shot wrestling t-shirts, as well as a brand new, coming soon, getting ready to be released, A Winner Is You t-shirt. Be ready. It's coming.
And I will definitely buy that. And you will see me with that shirt on the social medias, on the Twitter machine, @PhenomenalAJB. I'm also on the Chair Shot doing opinions, articles, and wrestling. And to give a little bit of a sneak peek of the next project that I'm doing, since you guys kind of got me into playing the Uncharted trilogy when it came out in June... I beat the trilogy. I'm on 4. I'm going to do my opinions on all 4. Each week, there's going to be Uncharted 1, Uncharted 2, 3, and 4. So you will check that out on the entertainment side of thechairshot.com.
We're on the brink of a boner streak, because last week, Andrew got a boner. This week, DP got a boner. Next week, let's see who gets a boner. Maybe it could even end up being Boner from Family Ties.
Ooh.
There we go.
Be a hell of a guest.
You're welcome.
And I hate to admit it.
Ties. Was it Family Ties?
I think
That was Skippy. Where's Boner from? Oh, now we can't go off the air until we figure out
where. Yeah, now we gotta figure it out.
Which one's Boner from?
Right? You know what I'm talking about. TV
growing
show.
Pains. Growing pains is Boner.
Of course. How could we forget Boner, growing pains? Come on. It writes itself.
God, I'd be kidding me.
Well done. That's a good way to close the show. And you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as DW. I even know where it is this week.
Yeah? You want to know what Boner's last name
delay.
Was?
It was Stedman. Okay. Good night, folks!
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.